Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income, one of my favorite topics. Today, we're going to talk about something a little different, though. We're going to talk about not letting your fear stop you. Don't let your fear stop you. And this topic is really near and dear to my heart because I have definitely been stopped by fear in my business, in my career, in different ways. Not stopped completely, obviously, because I still have a business, but it has stopped me or stalled me for a while. And in talking with our clients and even some of our prospective clients, I just see how fear can really rule people's lives. And I'm also behind the scenes doing a lot of work. I'm getting another certification in hypnosis and really digging into the subconscious mind. And I'm doing that because I want to help our clients really be able to break through fear, limiting beliefs, blocks, like whatever it is that might be getting in their way. So I think I shared that a little bit with you earlier this year, but you'll be seeing kind of more of that conversation and my commitment to really help you have your best year ever. Like 2024 is setting up, I think, for so many people to be the most incredible year in business ever. But if we get in our own way, right? If something happens and we're not able to push through that, then, you know, it's not going to be what you want it to be. So we want this to be an incredible year. Now, if you've been hanging out with us for a while and you haven't yet, we do have our free guide. You definitely want to grab that. It's in the show notes, how to grow your, you know, six or seven figure business. So grab that in the show notes. You want to download that free guide. And when you do, there's an amazing gift at the end of it. So follow it all the way through. That's all I'm going to say. It's like a little bit of a maze, a hunt. I promise you, though, by downloading that guide and following through on the prompts and watching the free training that I include with it, you'll be blown away by what's at the end of it. So that's all I'm going to tease there. And then for some of you who have been in our world for a long time and you've been thinking about coming to the 2X Intensive, please come and play with us. Like, make this your year. And the 2X Intensive, we just did another 2X Intensive in January, and it was so powerful. Like, just watching clients have so many breakthroughs. And it's also what's inspiring what I'm going to talk about today in terms of don't let fear stop you, because I see it play out for people. I see it play out in my own life, and it just gets in the way. So if you want more support and you've been thinking about coming to the 2X Intensive, there's also an application below. Just fill it out. It's a short app, tells you a little bit about your business. And then someone on my team will set up a time to chat with you about it, because the 2X Intensive, really, it's not for startups, right? It's not for startup businesses. We do have other things for startups if you're looking to just learn how to sell. But if you are already in six figures in annual revenue or close to it, or even above that, like multi-six figures, the 2X Intensive is definitely made for you. So come and check that out. Fill out the application if you're looking to 2X this year. And our clients are doing it. Our clients, I mean, we have clients breaking through the seven-figure level. So wherever you are, we would love to support you on that journey. And I don't talk a lot about this, but we don't work with thousands of clients. We don't work with hundreds of clients at the same time. We work with 50 clients in our coaching programs at the same time, because that right now works for how the business is set up. It allows us to give our clients a lot of personal attention. So what we hear from clients who join us at the CEO table is that this is exactly what they were looking for. They wanted some private one-on-one coaching. They wanted to be in a group of other CEOs who either are ahead of them, right, and have already done it and are doing it again and can inspire them, or just, you know, a like-minded community. And so that, you know, we do hear that from our clients over and over again. So if you're looking for that sense of community as well with other CEOs who are making it happen and some private one-on-one accountability and coaching, we'd love to support you with that. So just fill out the application, send your information in, and someone on my team will contact you. All right, that's all my housekeeping is today. So don't let fear stop you. Don't. I guarantee if you're listening to this right now, there's a reason you're listening to it, whether it's in the car or some of you on the treadmill. And it's some of you I know are listening across the world. And I just want to say hello to you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you so much. And we want this podcast to be a place where you can come and get fed and get that motivation, that inspiration that you might need in that moment to keep going. And this, again, today is really inspired by the time Rebecca and I recently spent with our clients and our, you know, prospective clients, new clients at the 2X Intensive, talking about these things that get us stuck. And you know, you hear the old adage, you know, fear is false evidence appearing real. It's not true. But your subconscious mind is so good at keeping you safe that it will pop up whatever it needs to. All these scenarios that can really scare you, right? It'll pop all these things up and they're not real. It's just, you know, it's just how our subconscious mind works. I've read that statistically 98% of our thoughts are negative. Well, why is that? Well, because the mind, again, is constantly scanning the environment to keep you safe, right? It's ingrained in our DNA to stay safe. It's survival, right? Survival of the fittest. The difference is when we live in this time and age where, you know, we have what I call first world problems for a lot of people, you know, not everyone in the world, but many of you who are listening probably have a lot of things taken care of for you, right? In terms of you have housing, you have food, you probably even have a vehicle to drive, at least more in the Western world. You just have a lot of things taken care of. And so there's not, like when your subconscious mind is scanning, you know, you're probably safe. You have food, you have shelter, like all those boxes are checked. And yet our nervous system, our subconscious mind is still like, what is it? You know, what is it? What is it? Still trying to protect us, but it doesn't serve us. What happens though is that fear then shows up in our personal lives, in our professional lives. Like in our personal lives, it might say, you know, be afraid of getting married or having commitment. That was me. I was afraid of getting married because I made up stories of what that would look like. And now I've been married 20 years, been with my husband 30 years total. But in the beginning, right, it was like, because I was a child of a divorced family, my husband the same, like we had all these stories, right? This fear, this false evidence appearing real. Well, it really wasn't real for us. And we finally figured that out. We're like, you know, we're choosing different lives. We want to stay married. We're going to do everything we can to take care of, you know, our mental health, and we have the resources to do that. And we're just in a different place, right? So those stories weren't true for us. And then in the corporate world, fear started to come up a lot. Fear definitely ruled my life. And what I didn't know, and that I've since learned, is when you have things happen in your childhood, it could be anything, right? It could be anything. Some of us have had more traumatic, quote unquote, childhoods than others. And I'm not saying, oh, just lean into that and feel sorry for yourself. I'm saying, like, we get to look at that and recognize that if during your childhood you lived in, what's the word, fear, perhaps, but also when things aren't consistent or you're not sure how your parents are doing, there's a lot of things where the subconscious mind starts to scan. And you end up kind of being in the circle of fight or flight mode. And that continues on unless you can stop that. And that's one of the things that's one of the reasons I'm getting certified in hypnosis. I'm going down this other path. I'm expanding some things I'm learning because I want to be able to pull our clients out of fight or flight mode in their brain so that they're not ruled by fear. They're not ruled by limiting beliefs. They're not ruled by those things that scare them, right? That's not controlling them anymore. Because if you can relate to this and you're listening to this and those are the things that have been controlling you, I feel for you. And you were meant to listen to this at this time. Like this is meant for you. this is like your opportunity. And I don't hear this talked about a lot in business coaching at all, right? Mostly not. It's mostly here are the business strategies. And when you do these things, your, you know, your business is going to soar. Well, unfortunately, when I did those things, when I did all the things that I was supposed to do in my own business that I even knew to do because I grew somebody else's $20 million business, like I knew what to do. I knew the strategies. I was implementing them. I knew how to sell. I knew how to lead. I had on paper all of the pieces that it took to be a CEO and to grow a business. But in the beginning, man, it was like climbing a mountain and I couldn't for the life of me figure it out. Now, the blessing in that is it has taken me on this journey that I'm on with you right now. It's taken me on this journey over the years to really understand the subconscious mind. And what I realized is that I was stuck. I was really stuck in fight or flight mode. And because of that, like everything was fearful, everything was scary. And my brain was constantly scanning the environment. And that totally put a limit on what my nervous system could handle, put a limit on how many clients I would subconsciously let in, because I would have a max on that. Like there'd be only so much I could handle. My subconscious mind would be like, no more. And so then somehow I would just stop it. And I don't like the word self-sabotage because I feel like you're consciously self-doing that to yourself. No, it's very, it's a subconscious process of how you will just stop yourself. And even when you know that fear is false evidence appearing real, it will still stop you. You just won't know it. Your subconscious mind will be running in the background, this, you know, fight or flight, you know, and all it will do, like the easiest way I can explain it that I've learned, is it will stop you from me. So what is it? That's when you know. That's when you can confidently, like my subconscious mind is keeping me safe. And kind of just acknowledging your subconscious mind is really useful to be like, oh, look how my subconscious mind is keeping me safe. It's doing its job. It's just not want to buy a house, but dreading the process of borrowing the money. Or maybe you'd like to do a remodel or pay off debt, but it just feels daunting. What if it could be made simple? So simple, it was as easy as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's what PBJ Mortgage looks to provide, simplifying a complicated process and making your life as stress-free as possible. Experts in the field with over 40 years experience, they want to educate you on your options and empower you to make a great choice that fits you. For our listeners, they won't charge you any lender fees and they will refund the appraisal at closing. Reach out to them at info@pbjteam.com or go to their website at www.pbjteam.com or call them at 469-373-3107. Again, that's 469-373-3107. Serving you. I can think of a prospective client a while back. Many clients, I think, have gone through this, and they were, you know, they came to the Chooks intensive course. They loved it. They got a lot out of it. They could see their next level in business. They could see their double. Like on paper, we'd already built their revenue model. We built their model template. Like it was there for them. It was, you know, let's go, right? And then fear crept in. And what we notice is that it's, you know, easy for our clients, like the prospective clients, to get in their own way. Like they really want the next level. They want it. They want to step in. They want our support. But then something will just show up. Like they'll start to tell themselves a story. And I can think of one client was just, you know, telling herself this story that she couldn't afford the coaching. And we offer an amazing guarantee with our coaching when you come into our program. As long as you're a fit for the program and we believe we can help you, we have some pretty cool guarantees. So there's no risk. There's really no risk for our clients who come to the CEO table. It's like, come to the table. Join us at the table. If you want this, step in. And I took a moment to just really point it out to her. Like, look how, just notice. Notice how your fear is trying to keep you safe right now. And she just said, yeah, my fear is saying, play small. My fear is saying, don't invest in your company. My fear is saying, my comfort zone saying, stay right here because it's safe, don't grow. And I said to her, just by acknowledging that, just by acknowledging it, you're starting to let it go. You're starting to let it go. And I asked her, I said, you know, what's on the other side of this fear for you? What's on the other side of investing in yourself and opening up to the possibility of taking your company to the next level? And she looked at me and she said, everything. Everything is on the other side for me. Everything. Money, fear, financial stability, clients I really want to work with, you know, writing the book, the podcast, like all the things she's been wanting to do. Everything was on the other side of that. And she could see it. And she knew that by stepping into that opportunity, it was going to happen for her. She knew all those things. And yet, you know, the fear was just right here. And so I invite you to look at that, like right now in this moment. How is fear showing up for you? What are you most afraid of? Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "You must do that thing you think you cannot do." And I have lived by that. If you've heard me speak on stages, I have shared that, because that fear thing, right? When you do it, not only do you grow, and not only does your confidence grow, but you see what is absolutely on the other side of that for you, which is probably incredible and powerful and all the things that my client just said, right? It's everything. Everything is on the other side of that fear. Everything is on the other side of that fear. One thing to really look at as well is what you might call a secondary gain, okay? And a secondary gain is, it's like a benefit. It's like a bonus. So you might have, I know you do, we all do. You just might have a secondary gain to not growing your business, right? So for this client, a secondary gain was staying small, keeping her business small, comfortable, you don't have to be visible. You don't have to worry about really getting criticized because there's not that many people that are going to see you, like all those things, which I totally resonate with. Like, that was me. I get it. I shouldn't want to be visible. Fear just kept me. There's, you know, and so when you really start to look at it, you can see that there's a great secondary benefit. So even now in this moment, take a second and just think, you know, what am I most afraid of about when it comes to growing my business right now? What am I most afraid of? And then what's that secondary gain that keeps me safe? Or what's a gain that I get by not stepping out, by not taking that next step? Because it's there. There's a reason. There's a secondary gain for you. And I invite you to notice that, because by noticing it, you start to release it, right? It just starts to lose its power over you. From there, I invite you to, even, you know, as long as you're not driving or on a treadmill or anything dangerous, I invite you to just tune in for a moment. Just take a moment, close your eyes, and think about the fear, and think about what's on the other side of that for you. Think about the money, the amazing clients. For some of you, it's like taking incredible vacations. It's moving. It's writing the book, investing in more training for yourself. It's like all of those things. So just see for a moment all the things that are on the other side of this for you. Because when you can start to step into what's on the other side of this for you, the rest of it becomes less important. Now, the other thing is, when you're thinking about what's on the other side of it, it starts to calm your nervous system down, because you show your nervous system, and I know this is one of the reasons visualization works, is because you show your nervous system that on the other side of it, it is safe. It is safe. It's safe to grow the business. And there's so many opportunities and blessings on the other side of this. So you can go ahead and open up your eyes again. I invite you, though, to go back to that, to keep going back to what is on the other side of this fear for me. What else is possible? What else can I create? The other question to really ask yourself is, what is it costing me and my business to stay exactly where I am? What is it costing me to not take that training or join that coaching program, whatever that is? What is it costing me not to hire that person? What is it costing me? What is it costing me to stay safe and in fear? For most of our clients, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. It is costing you way more than you might have imagined, costing you so much. And it's not real. One final thing I invite you to do is really choose one thing you want. So let's say growing your business. Like for this, the client I was talking about before, she really wanted to grow her business, right? And she had this fear about investing the money to grow her business, even though she knew she could get more than a 10 times return on that investment. Like she could see it, right? She could really see it. to ask yourself, what's the story? What is the story I'm telling myself about this fear or why I think I can't have it? What's the story I've been telling myself? Because when you can start to lean into the story and see, you know, the story, you can ask yourself, and this is just like shifting a belief, right? You can ask yourself, what's not true about this story? And for my client, it was like, well, what's not true? Investing doesn't mean I'm going to lose the money. I'm investing in coaching. And I know that I'm 99% more likely to achieve my goals simply by having a coach. That's statistics. 95% more likely. Those are pretty big stats. Also, doing it alone is not working. What I've been doing is not working. So that's also what's not true about this fear, is like doing it alone is not working. I need support. I need accountability. What else isn't true about this story? Well, there really is no major risk, because when I look at all the factors, stepping into coaching, especially with coaches who are going to hold that belief for me, hold that space for me, and now I see all these other clients who've gotten results. They stepped in, they got results. That fear, really, that's not even true, right? So you start to talk yourself through that, and you see that on the other side of it, there is no fear. It's not real. It's not real. The fear that you have is not real. What's real is how much it's costing you to stay exactly where you are. And that's way too much. Way too much. So again, I know some of you have been hanging out with us for a while. If you are feeling the pull and you want to come to the next 2X Intensive, fill out the application below. The link is in the show notes. Come and join us. Come and play with us. And because you're a listener, we put a very special package together for you, which I know you will really love. All right, everybody, that's what I have for you today. Don't let fear stop you. Let this really, truly be your best year yet.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.